Until then, take care of yourself and each other.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Two Palestinian Hamas attackers opened fire at a bus stop during the morning rush hour on Thursday at the entrance to Jerusalem. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports that three people were killed and eight others were wounded.
Police said they came from East Jerusalem. Hamas claimed the two men as its members. Israel's hard-right National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir said at the scene the attack proved the need for Israel's war on Hamas. He said Israel would continue its policy of easing regulations for issuing gun licenses to private citizens.
This event proves again how we must not show weakness, that we must speak to Hamas only through the rifle scopes.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday's shooting was a reminder of the, quote, threat from terrorism Israelis face every day.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. The son of a Hamas leader who spied on the powerful Palestinian Islamist Movement for Israel called on Thursday for the death penalty for all Hamas fighters currently held by Israeli prisons.
Any harm that happens to the hostages, Israel must execute top Hamas leaders with no exceptions.
In a Zoom interview broadcast by the Israeli government, Mossab Hassan Youssef said that the death penalty should apply to all Hamas militants, including his father, Sheikh Hassan Youssef. Youssef secretly converted to Christianity and helped the Shin Bet Security Service in the late 1990s and early 2000s when Hamas waged suicide bomb campaigns against Israel. He was codenamed Green Prince after the Islamist color and the fact that his father, Hassan Youssef, led Hamas in the West Bank. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. Two more hostages held by Hamas were released on Thursday. For additional stories, visit voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The COP28 climate summit is underway in Dubai, with divisions being exposed on day one over the planned phase-out of fossil fuels, VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
Nearly 200 countries are taking part in the two-week COP28 climate summit, which began Thursday in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, a major exporter of oil and gas. Scientists say delegates must agree on how to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 43% in just the next 6 years. So central to the talks is the major source of those emissions, the burning of fossil fuels. Divisions over the projected phase-out of fossil fuels could dominate the summit, but there was progress in other areas. The parties agreed a new $420 million fund to help poorer, vulnerable nations cope with the cost of disasters caused by climate change, like droughts, floods and rising sea levels. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Russia's Supreme Court has effectively outlawed LGBTQ+ activism in the most drastic step against advocates of gay, lesbian, and transgender rights in the increasingly conservative country. The ruling Thursday in response to a lawsuit filed by the Justice Ministry, the court labeled what it called the LGBTQ+, quote, movement operating in Russia as an extremist organization and banned it. The ruling is the latest step in a crackdown on LGBTQ+ rights in Russia under President Vladimir Putin. Amnesty International called the ruling, quote, shameful and absurd. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been visiting Kupiansk, an area of active hostilities in the Kharkiv region. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At a military base there, Zelensky met General Oleksandr Sarusky, the commander of Ukraine's ground forces, and other high-ranking military officers. Zelensky told the military team, take care of yourselves, take care of your fellow soldiers who fight next to you every day. I wish you victory, be strong, do not lose initiative, defend the Kharkiv region, Kupiansk. It's the second day the Ukrainian president has been touring the country. On Wednesday, he visited Kherson, Mykolaiv, and Odessa in southern Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ford Motor Company says a six-week strike by the United Auto Workers Union cut sales by about 100,000 vehicles and cost the company $1.7 billion in lost profits this year. Additional labor costs from the four-year and eight-month deal will total $8.8 billion by the end of the contract. Chief Financial Officer John Lawler said Thursday that that translates to increased costs of about $900 per vehicle. The company will work to offset that cost through higher productivity and reducing expenses. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.